my name is Brianna. I'm the editor and researcher of this podcast.
Hi, my name is Adriana, and I'm one of the hosts for this podcast.
Hi, my name is Haley, and I'm one of the hosts for this podcast.
Hi, my name is Malia, and I'm the producer and writer for this podcast.
Many people have their own views on Baltimore City schools, but hopefully after listening to this podcast, you will know the truth, what really goes down, how people are impacted, and how Baltimore City schools changed throughout the years. This podcast is inspired by Dee Watkins' book, We Speak for Ourselves. In this book, he talks about how Baltimore City schools are still stuck in the 1800s, and we will be building from that to create this podcast.
Now you'll be hearing from Amanda Evans, fourth grade teacher at Halliburton Academy.
What are some assumptions people have about Baltimore City schools?
I think some of the assumptions people have about Baltimore City schools is that the people don't want to be here, as far as, well, they're always looking for something better, and if they can move to a different school, then they would. I think some people think that private schools are better. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think people also make the assumption that teachers don't care.
What are your opinion on how Baltimore City schools are organized?
I think Baltimore City schools could be organized better. I think that we're not consistent throughout each school. And I think we need to have separate middle schools. I don't think that middle school should be attached. I think they should be traditional middle schools where you, right now, I'm sure you're feeling that you're in the same school you've been in for how long. And I feel that the middle school needs to be entirely separate, so in its own entity, its own principal. I think that we have too much overturn of teachers, and we have too much overturn of superintendents as well, and principals. I think that's part of the disorganization. There's not enough consistency.
Dee Watkins says that our school is stuck in the 1800s. We strongly agree with him. We aren't getting the best education possible because we don't have the money for supplies. Our school is so old, we've been in the same school for our whole life. The school is dirty and we have little to no technology and little to no textbooks. The textbooks we do have are ripped apart and people are writing all over them. The little technology we have, the keys are broke, the backs are broken off, and they run slow. It could be fixed if our school wasn't stuck in the 1800s.
We'll be hearing from Haley Guerin, a 8th grade student at Halliburton Academy.
Other schools. I think when I went to a county school, there were a lot more students and staff who actually wanted to come to school to specifically get an education and do what they're supposed to do. But at my school, well, at the school I'm at now, the city school, a lot of times teachers will cuss and not act like they want to be here.
Do you think the view of Baltimore affects how the schools are?
Yes, because I think that when people think of Baltimore, they probably think of drugs and gangs and riots and stuff just because of the stereotypes and assumptions. So I think when people think of city schools in Baltimore, they probably think of those things going on. When we say our school is still stuck in the 1800s, we are referring to when the African American and Caucasian children had separate schools. The white schools had more money than the black schools. The black children couldn't get the best education because they didn't have the best supplies. They had broken up textbooks and didn't really have any technology. And if they did, it was all broken up. And that's how our school is. After hearing from these interviews, we realized that over the years, Baltimore City schools aren't getting better, they are getting worse. It turns out that the students aren't failing themselves, the schools are failing the students. Do you think Baltimore City schools have changed?